Thanks, Julie. Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining us on the call tonight. My name is Kevin Gregg, and I'm the Director of Media Relations for the Red Sox. Earlier today, the club announced the signing of outfielder Grady Sizemore to a one-year contract, and we are able to have Grady on the phone with us tonight to take some of your questions. And with that, I'll turn it back over to you, Julie, so we can get going. Thanks.
And at this time, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star 1 to ask a question. And your first question comes from Scott Lauber with the Boston Herald.
Hey, Grady, how are you?
Good.
Just wondering what the status is right now for you health-wise. What have you been able to do? What are you looking forward to doing once you get to spring training? Just kind of give us an update, if you can, on how things are going.
So far, I've been pretty much going through a normal off-season, running, training, doing baseball stuff, throwing and hitting. So, when I come to camp, I should be ready to go and, fit right in and just kind of get my legs underneath me and go from there.
And your next question comes from Ian Brown with MLB.com.
Hey, Greg, I just want to see when the Red Sox started to come into focus for you. As a team that you could wind up with as you're going through this process.
What's that?
I just wanted to see when the Red Sox became a team that sort of came into focus for you, as a team that you might wind up with, as you were looking at different teams.
Do you want to know when they did, or?
Yeah.
We've been talking, probably for a few weeks or months, I guess. I don't know. I'd say it definitely got more frequent, the last probably 2 or 3 weeks. But, they've been one of the teams that I've talked to, since the start of this, whole offseason for me.
And, obviously they don't have a set center fielder right now. How much of that play into them being a good fit for you?
Honestly, I'm just looking for an opportunity to play. It wasn't really, looking for a place for center field. It was more just looking for an opportunity to get in the outfield and fit in any way the team needed me to. I thought it was just a good opportunity to be a part of this team, and I thought that, it was one of those things where I was looking to fit in any way I could.
Thanks, Rick.
And your next question is from Zach Links. Please state your affiliation.
Hi, Grady. Zach Links from MLB Trade Rumors. What made Boston the best fit for you overall?
I don't know if it was one thing. I think, they're a great team and who wouldn't want to be a part of this group of guys and this organization. But, I think there's some familiarity with a couple of guys on their staff, so that made it a little bit easier for me, I think, coming in and being a part of an organization where I kind of knew some guys. And also, I thought medically they did a good job of kind of laying out a good game plan for me and kind of giving me the confidence that, when I do get here, there's a good plan in place to kind of keep me on the field and keep me healthy throughout the year.
And before you signed with the Red Sox, there were reports that you were kind of on the one-yard line with the Reds. Could you give us an idea of how close that was to becoming a reality and what might have stopped that from happening?
Honestly, I was talking with, multiple teams, and, I was kind of exploring every option I could. And in the end, I just thought that the Red Sox, gave me the best opportunity to succeed, and that's why I went, with these guys.
Thanks.
And the next question is from Maureen Mullen from Boston Globe.
Hey, Grady. John Farrell was saying he thinks you're running at about 90+% right now. I guess where would you say you're at physically, health-wise, and what kind of running are you able to do right now?
I'd say that's pretty accurate, where John said. There's no restrictions from a running standpoint. I'm kind of doing everything I need to get ready for a normal baseball season. My whole program is kind of built to to be ready, you know, day one of spring training, and that's kind of where I'm at right now and kind of the same, you know, program outline I've been following, you know, this whole offseason.
Is there anything else that, you know, that has to be kind of a hurdle or sort of cleared in your mind before you know that you're fully ready?
I think when I get out there and start pounding on it every day, I think I won't really know how I feel until I get out there and it's, you know, you're grinding every day. You know, it's, you can do so much, only so much from a rehab standpoint or an off-season program. You know, baseball season starts, you're on your feet every day. It's long hours. I think, you know, when I get in that kind of format, I guess, you know, seeing how I react when I'm, you know, pounding it every day, week in and week out, that's kind of like the final test.
And what do you think will be the workload that you'll be able to handle in spring training?
You know, I think that's something I'll have to kind of get with, you know, John and the training staff and kind of manage, you know, as we go, as spring training starts and moving forward throughout the year. It's going to be one of those things where I have to communicate with those guys every day, you know, and they've kind of already laid that out for me and said, you know, keep the lines open, and if you need a day here or there, you got to let us know. So, I think it's one of those things where we're going to, you know, approach it as a, you know, day-to-day kind of thing and see how I feel.
Okay. Thank you.
And again, that's star one to ask a question. The next question is from Tim Britton with Providence Journal.
Hey, Grady, you mentioned the familiarity you have with some guys on the staff. Can you just elaborate a little on what your relationship was with John Farrell back in Cleveland?
Well, when I first came to Cleveland, John was the player director for the minor leagues, and, you know, I was in the minor leagues at the time. So, you know, it was just, you know, I saw him, you know, every year throughout the seasons, you know, just kind of working with him in the off seasons as well. It was one of those things where, you know, I got a feel for him. I was around him quite a bit and, just, you know, kind of came up in that system along his guidelines. And it was one of those things where, when I was talking with these guys, I knew I had a familiarity with the manager, and I knew that, you know, he'd seen me play and he knew what I was about, and, you know, he knew kind of what to expect coming in from me. So it just made it a lot easier, you know, for my decision.
Thanks.
And you have a follow-up from Ian Brown with MLB.com.
Hey, just wanted to see kind of how tough these last two, three years have been for you, and, you know, how, you know, whether you're confident that you can finally put that behind you and kind of get back on track here.
Yeah, it's been frustrating. I mean, no one likes dealing with injuries, and, you know, I've had my fair share. So, you know, hopefully, you know, that's behind me now, and I'm looking forward to just kind of moving on and you know, starting, you know, second half of my career.
Thanks.
And again, the star wants to ask a question. And there are no more questions at this time.
Okay, thanks, Julie. Thanks, everybody, and thanks, Grady, for joining us. Appreciate you guys joining the call.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.